The Gemara mentioned machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe, the son of Shimon. The machlekes in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Rebbe said, this rika accomplishes for the skin of the carbon on its own. When it's still attached to the meat, if the meat becomes pasul, even before we have to this rika, the skin gets the same status as the meat. Rebbe, Shimon said, this rika does not accomplish for the skin of the carbon on its own. When the skin is still attached to the meat, if the meat becomes pasul before this rika, the skins also become pasul. If the meat becomes pasul after this rika, then as long as the meat was valid for at least a moment, then the animal can be skinned and the skins go to the Gehanim. Fekma Rebbe say that this is the same machlekes that exists between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Isa. Where Rabbi Shua says, the pasuk of Yosisa Lesecha Basar Adam teaches that if the blood of an idol becomes pasul, its meat is not brought on the Mizbeach, and if the meat becomes pasul, its blood is not offered on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if the meat becomes pasul, the blood is still offered based on the pasuk of Vidam Zavachecha Yishofeich. He says that the pasuk of Yosisa Lesecha Basar Adam teaches that just like the blood is thrown onto the Mizbeach, the meat is also thrown on, which teaches that there has to be a space between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Maybe we can say that Rabbi will hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Lazar Shimon will hold like Rabbi Yeshua. The Mar says, no, everyone would agree that according to Rabbi Eliezer, this rika would accomplish for the skins alone, even if the meat is pasul. The machlokes would be regarding according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lazar would say that Rabbi Yeshua holds like him, but Rabbi would say that Rabbi Yeshua only holds that way regarding the meat, since it involves no loss to the kahanim. However, regarding the skins, which would be a loss to the kahanim, he would agree that this rika would permit the skins, and it would be no different than the case of where one did zrika, where the meat was pasul, in which case Rabbi Yeshua says it, but yeah, it's a valid zrika. Okay, the Mishnah then said, Omer Rabbi Chanina is kind of gehanim v'chulu. How can it be that he never saw skins being burned? What about the kabbonis that are brought inside the heichal, meaning point of Asrafim, Sirin of Asrafim, which are burned along with their skins? Mar says he was referring to kabbonis whose proper process is not to have the skins burned. What about a carbon that became possible before the skinning and before the zrika, where the skins are certainly burned? Mar says he was referring to skins that were no longer attached to the meat. What about a carbon that became possible after the skinning but before the zrika, which according to Rabbi Lazar would have to be burned? Mar says Rabbi Chanina holds like Rabbi, who says that the zrika would make those skins mutter. Or even if he holds like Lazar, he would hold that the skinning was not done before the zrika. What about the case where the animal was found to be a trefa in its internal organs? Now, that's Gemara. He holds that the skins of such a carbon would be mutter. In fact, the words of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah suggests this, because he says that from Rabbi Chanina we can learn that if a bechor was skinned and then found to be a trefa, the Gehanna may benefit from the skins. If this is what Rabbi Chanina meant, what was Rabbi Akiva coming to add? And tomorrow he's teaching that the skins of a bechor don't become usher for a kohen, even if a bechor outside of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning a bechor with a mum, is later found to be a trefa. Zakhmar Rabbi Chiba Abba Rabbi Yechon said that the halacha follows the view of Rabbi Akiva, but even Rabbi Akiva would agree that this is only so when an expert ruled that the Bukhar had a mum, but not if it was paskined by a non-expert, then it would not be mutter. Gemara passes on the Chacham, who argue with Chanina, who say that if the animal is found to have been a trefa that was in existence before the skinning, the skins must be burnt. Zak, the next mission, with regard to Parman Asrafim and the Sinim Asrafim, when they are being burned as they are supposed to be, meaning not because they became pasul, then they burn the Beis HaDoshen, and they make tummy the clothing of the person who burns them. If they were burned not based on being kosher in their regular process, then they're burned at the Bira, and they do not make the person's clothing tummy. Mission continues, with regard to those kabbonis that are properly burned, they would carry them out on poles. When the people carrying in front have already left the walls of the Azorah, but those in the back have not yet left, the clothing of the ones in front, taka become tamei, but not of those in the back until they also leave the wall. Once they leave, the clothing of all the people are tamei. Rav Shimon says the clothing only becomes tamei once the fire has caught on to most of the animal, and only for those people who are involved at that point in time. Once the meat has decomposed, the one who burns it, when he burns it then, will not have his clothing become tamei. The fact, digamar, what is the Bira? So Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yechanan said, there was a place in Har Bayis called Bira. Rav Shlakish said, the Beis HaMikdash whole complex is referred to as the Bira. Rav Nachman and Rabbi Avua said, there were three places of ashes that were used. Number one, there was a large place of ashes in the Azara where they burned Kachay Kachim that became pasul. Also over there, the Amorim of Kachim Kalim that became pasul, and the Parman Asrafim that became pasul before the Zrika. A second place was of ashes was on the Har Bayis where they burned the Parman Asrafim that became pasul after the Zrika. And finally, the third place, the place of ashes where they burned the Parman Asrafim that were offered taka properly. Zok the Gemara, Levi told a Brisa that said that there were three places of ashes that were used. One, there was a large place of ashes in the Azar where they burned Kachay Kachim that became pasul. Amram Kachim Kalim became pasul, and Parnas Rafim Sinus Rafim that became pasul before or after the Zrika. Number two is another place of ashes in the Har Bayis where they burned Parnas Rafim Sinus Rafim that became pasul after they left the Azara. And number three, a place of ashes located outside of all the three Machanas, meaning outside Yishalayim, where they burned Parnas Rafim and Sinus Rafim that were offered properly. Rabbi Lazar asked, is there a psul of lina for the Parmanas Rafim, Sinus Rafim? Do we say that lina is only for a psul for kabbonis that could be eaten, or do we say that it's a psul for these as well? And for tomorrow, Rava said, Abaye had this question and answered it from a price that says, Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon agree that pigal intent will not affect these kabbanos. Presumably, the same would be true for Lina. Rava says, not a good proof, because it may be that although pigal doesn't make them possible, but actual Lina would. Maybe we can answer from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that after the Shechita of the Parmenas Rafim, they become susceptible to becoming possible with Lina. Presumably, this refers to the meat being left overnight, and we can learn from this that they are subject to the Psul of Lina and Fetigamara. Maybe that the Mishnah is referring to where the pieces that are offered on the Mizbeach, meaning the Emerim, were left overnight, not the meat. In fact, Gemara, the end of the Mishnah clearly is discussing the meat, which suggests that the earlier part is as well. And Gemara, no, it doesn't have to be true. It may very well be that the first part discusses pieces that are to be offered on the Mizbeach, and the later part discusses meat. In fact, Gemara Vaita, the Braisa taught by Levi referred to a psul after these kabbanos left the Azara. Now, presumably it's referring to the psul of Lina. Gemara said, no, it could be referring to the psul of Tuma or the psul of just of Yaitze, of leaving the Azara. Blazer asks, is there a psul of Yoitze leaving the Azara for part of the Sraf and the Sraphim? Rabbi Yemi Abba explained, the question is according to the view that Kachim that leave the Azara before the Zrika become possible. Maybe it's only over there since there's never an obligation to take all the other Kachim out of the Azara. However, with regard to these Karbanis that are burned, since they will be obligated to be removed from the Azara, so maybe they don't become possible if they're taking out early before the Zrika. Or maybe they still become possible because they're taken out before it's time. And for the matter, the Braisa taught by Levi referred to the psul of these karbanos that left the Azar. Presumably, he's referring to the psul of leaving the Azar before the Zrika. Mar says, no, it's not a good proof. It could be referring to the psul of Tumah or the psul of Lina. Fekum Reviter, Belazar asks, what's the halacha if most of the animal of the Parmas Yafam left the Azar, but there's only a majority of the animal that left, only if we take into account a part of a limb that left the Azara, but with regard to that limb in particular, most of that limb is still inside the Azara. Do we say that since most of that limb is inside the Azara, we view that entire limb as being inside the Azara, and therefore there's less than a majority of the animal that's outside? Or do we say that since there's a majority of the animal as a whole that's outside, that part of the limb is also considered to be outside, and therefore there is a rive of the animal? In fact, the Gemara, like this, it's certainly not a question, because we would certainly follow the majority of the animal, not the majority of the limb. Rather, the question is where exactly half of the animal is outside, but in the half that is outside, there's a majority of one of the limbs. Do we say that we view the entire limb as being outside, and therefore a majority of the animal is outside, or not? Teiku b'leipta shayla. Rabba bar Rav Huna said the question is where there were five people carrying the animal out, and three have left the Azara, and two remain inside. Do we follow the majority of the people carrying it out, and therefore the animal is considered to have left? Or do we follow the majority of the animal itself, and maybe it didn't leave yet? Teiku b'leipta shayla.